There is a sense in which this is a beautiful passage of Scripture. The only law is to love, which is to say that we are made for love. We are made to be loved by God, and through that experience, to learn how to love every person that we meet. This, essentially, is a description of the church, God's community of love. But all this talk about love raises an important question. What is love? I think we are often confused about this. We speak of love as if it were an emotion. Love is something we fall into or out of. Love warms the heart and makes us feel good inside, or at least it brings us a kind of comfort in the more difficult moments of life. But this is wrong, and it's a dangerous idea. If we really buy into it, it leads us to an unchanging and an uncaring world. I once heard someone talking about how we could make the world a more loving place. His idea was to go around smiling at the homeless and the hungry. That way they would know that they were loved, and they would feel better about the plight of poverty. What nonsense. This is someone who bought into the idea that love is an emotion and lived it out. To see love in this way reduces us to inaction, or at best, merely symbolic action, and nothing ever changes. Authentic love is not an emotion, it is a choice. To love is to will another's good. It is to want what is best for another. Therefore, love is an act of the will, and it is demanding. To love someone requires that we know them, that we encounter them and learn who they really are. Knowing who they are, and through the use of our reason, we can then discern what is good for them and actually try to achieve it. Real love is difficult. It requires that we forget ourselves and our own needs for a moment and only think of others. In contrast to smiling at the hungry, loving people would feed the hungry. Loving people would talk to the hungry, get to know them, and understand how they ended up in their situation in the first place. Then they would fight against the systemic injustices of this world that create poverty. That is, they would constantly act to ensure that the one they love did not have to suffer anymore. Real love changes this world and makes it into a better place. It makes it into the kingdom of God. The only law of Christ is to love, but it is also the most difficult law ever promulgated because it demands everything of us.